Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, John Cook is on the line with that breaking news. John is a reporter, of course, here on RTE's Drive Time. But John lives in the Ennis area. So, John, what happened this morning as you were dropping your children to school?
Well, there's chaos on the school runs around the Ennis and Shannon areas of County Clare today, Clare, because just as people were arriving with their children to school, or some would have arrived already, they were getting messages from the school to say the school was being closed, to take their children home or to come and collect them if they'd already dropped them off. Parents' WhatsApp groups were going into overdrives, a lot of confusion around it. But yes, that's what happened, because as I arrived with my children to drop them off at primary school, we were told to turn around, like lots of other people. The word going round was that there was a threat of some form issued online, and that the school was obviously taking it very seriously and liaising with the Gardaí about it, Claire.
OK, and there were primary schools and secondary schools all around the area that were affected. And what can you tell us about the threat then?
Well, what we know is that a number of schools in the Ennis and Shannon area were forced to close and send pupils home after this threatening email was circulated overnight. And it's been widely circulated around County Clare and online this morning. Yes, you're right, it affected secondary schools too, because I'm literally back in the door. There's traffic chaos around the Ennis area because of so many schools sending pupils out again or home again. Lots of traffic on the roads going in the ways it wouldn't usually be at this time of day. The email, we understand, and I've seen it, but it contains the name and address of an individual in County Clare who made a number of threats and was sent to several schools in the Ennis and Shannon areas. And the threats were of a level that were taken very seriously with seen by Gardaí, and having seen it as well, it's understandable, but I want to be careful what we say about that, Claire. The Gardaí said they are aware of communication that had been sent to a number of educational establishments in County Clare, and they were assessing earlier, they said, the contents and credibility while engaging with affected educational establishments, the schools around the areas, and those named with regard to this incident. Now, in the past few minutes, I've had an update from Gardaí, Clare, to say that following an initial assessment, An Garda Síochána is satisfied that this security threat is not credible and there is no ongoing risk to the public. The Gardaí say they are engaging with the affected schools around Clare with regard to this incident. Inquiries are ongoing and no further information available at this time. But just to repeat, because I think it'll come as a source of comfort and relief to lots of parents, myself included, that this security threat is not credible. There is no ongoing risk to the public. That's what Gardaí are saying in the past few minutes, Claire.
All right, John, but significant disruption caused to you and so many others there this morning. Well, and if we have any more information on that breaking news story, of course, we'll bring it to you as and when we get it.